Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great soggy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we prayed for it. We asked for it. We're getting it.
We're getting it. You bet.
So that's a good thing. Hey, it is Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
And that means it's also the start of the CCA Texas Star Tournament. And there's a new sheriff in town.
Oh,
yes.
There is.
Bill Kinney is no longer with CCA. Peggy McMillan is no longer with CCA.
My goodness.
We got a new cast of characters,
wow,
including Ryan Towns, who's the Star Tournament Director of Operations.
Okay.
And he's going to give us a preview of everything that you might be able to win if you catch the right fish.
And there's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, for the 2026 Star Tournament. Plus, we've got some updates as to what's been going on around the Lone Star State as well as our country. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
KXYZ time, 27 minutes before 10 o'clock.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how'd they do that?
Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. In downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. Try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. It's time to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, East Main and downtown Kilgore, and at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Marked by a fleet for mankind.
It's where Texas broadcast history lives.
You tell them that old cousin Tom Sherwood, that he sent you, will you?
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And Audio Bob?
Yeah?
Just because of you.
Yeah?
Before I came into the studio today, I looked at the Old Farmer's Almanac just to see how we're doing.
And you were disappointed.
No, I wasn't.
No?
No.
Okay.
We're doing good as far as rainfall prediction. Temperature is kind of an anomaly because where you might be in the Lone Star State.
Right.
And then, but it looks like through the summer months, we're going to be a bit cooler because of the El Nino, which continues to grow and have a bigger impact. And there are people throwing out dates of 1873, I think it is, was the last one that was an El Nino was this strong.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so it's going to be interesting is what the winter's going to hold. because it's supposedly going to be colder with precipitation,
right?
And it could be kind of slippery. So anyway,
yeah, but sure, send us up for a good fall.
Yeah. Hey, want to alert any of you Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation members that are listening to us this weekend, and let you know that Bill is about to embark on road trips to the different banquets as a keynote speaker.
Oh.
Some of you all may or may not know that in 1997, an amendment to a piece of legislation was tacked on, and it was passed that took elk from a game animal to an exotic animal.
Mm.
And there was a big push by the Texas Bighorn Sheep Society that, you know, were pointing fingers at elk and certainly Audad as potential culprits that may be inhibiting the recovery of the Bighorn Sheep.
Okay.
Well, Bighorn Sheep Society evidently forgot the word biodiversity. And how, you know, wildlife kind of got along before man got involved,
yeah,
okay?
Before we got in the way, right?
But anyway, the purpose of this is to bring people up to speed. There's a lot of information floating around about elk. Some good, some not good, incorrect, not correct. And we'll be presenting coming up on the 30th of this month at Houston Distributing over on High Life Road. That's the
okay.
That's the old Miller,
correct.
You know, location.
Right.
For the Houston Chapter Banquet. That's the chapter that my late wife, Ann, and I, and a whole bunch of hunters and volunteers started back in 1988, chapter number 48, and they're gathering and looking forward to making the rounds. I believe I'm going to be over in the Golden Triangle later in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But and there's going to be some stories coming out in Texas Outdoor News because it needs to be told. And the Elk Foundation is not going to get involved until the people of Texas speak,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense.
Right.
Have had meetings with Parks and Wildlife just explaining what took place in 97 was an absolute travesty. If you were to Google elk in Texas,
yeah.
And the account is that there wasn't much that was followed procedurally correctly. That includes, you know, legislative protocol, number of readings, timely postings, things of that nature. And here's the big thing, folks, that you need to know, is the wildlife in the state of Texas belong to the people of the state of Texas.
Right.
And in 1997, one of the most majestic big game animals that roams North America was taken away from the people and put as an exotic. And the sad part is there's no management taking place.
Right.
I can tell you that from El Paso to Highway 55 that runs north out of Uvalde, and I'm always looking at real estate, you know, and properties, and there's all sorts of game cameras and sightings of elk that now. I mean, Bighorn Sheep, they're telling me that they, with the relocation in new areas, are about 710 animals.
Okay.
And they started their reintroduction well after the elk, you know, after the Merriam elk died out, which is our native species, and everything in North America came from the Yellowstone herd, you know. But the bottom line is there's opportunities that need to be addressed, not only with elk, but here's another one for you, just kind of head up while I'm giving you some insights.
All right.
Black bear. And the state very quickly will say, oh, well, it's a protected species.
Mm.
Yes, it's protected today.
Right.
But as they continue to breed and expand and they then interact with humans, what are you going to do?
Right.
You going to plan ahead or are you going to try to catch up?
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, we've got that. Speaking of big game in Texas, Parks and Wildlife is looking for public input on mountain lions. And they have until the 27th of this month on mountain lions. Basically, they're wanting folks to report their harvest, age, sex, just pertinent data so that it can go into the system. Now, I've heard a lot of pushback on this, and I don't understand why, other than Texans being Texans going, don't tell me what to do.
Okay, right. Okay, yeah. You know? It's my business.
Right. But need to know, Texas has the most liberal mountain lion regulations of any of the states. And but it's time that we now know what's going on. Most of it's taking place in West Texas, although there's reports of mountain lion in South Texas.
And also hill country. I've seen one at my place.
You've seen it?
One, yeah. Yep.
Okay, put Harold Gunn down for one.
Right. Okay, put me on the list.
But anyway, there's a lot going on. Really be engaged and don't have a problem with reporting what takes place. We report ducks.
Sure.
We report turkey now, okay? And this is on mountain lions. There is a line that should the department cross where I could see people getting upset, but just reporting of information, not sure what the problem is. And that's just throwing out a question for discussion.
Well,
okay?
That's just help. Let me ask you back again. You're talking about elk. Because, you know, I got mine in Colorado, but if it declared as an exotic here, then there's no management at all, right?
There's no management.
You shoot them when you see them, whatever, doesn't make no, whatever.
Boone and Crockett will not recognize any of the animals.
Wow.
And I looked at this April, March 2017. I called headquarters and talked to Deirdre Howe, 22 years with the Elk Foundation, mm-hmm. and I said, I can't find my spring 2017 Bugle magazine.
Okay.
And there's a article by Texas Parks and Wildlife District leader James Weaver out in Alpine.
Okay.
About his growing obsession with elk. He had never heard an elk bugle in the wild until he was introduced to a hunt back in 2016, I guess it was. And then there was another individual that wrote a piece. And there's so much information, and this is what I'm going to get into at the Elk Foundation's banquet, the Houston Elk Foundation banquet coming up. And I'm kind of stealing your thunder when you do the outdoor calendar later on. But you can give them a call. You can go to rmef.org for information, for ticket information. Need more information? 832-655-3180. 3180 again, 832-655-3180, and hope to see a whole bunch of familiar faces and new faces and people that want to get involved.
Right.
So that's where we are. I took all the time.
I think so. That's okay. A lot of information.
It is. Then we're going to take a break. So y'all stick around, and we'll be right back right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 49 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 49 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 49 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
When faced with the need for periodontal or implant services, the first thing you want is a good referral. I know from experience, and my dentist referred me to Dr. Charles Dyer. From the start, I was glad he did because beginning with my first appointment, through every follow-up, there were no long waits and just a warm welcome from his staff and right on in. Dr. Dyer's experienced staff makes the whole process easy, from a friendly greeting and a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere to quickly handling the paperwork and timely phone reminders of appointments. They're justly proud of being at the forefront of technology and surgical techniques, allowing them to offer a wide range of services and every procedure necessary. Dr. Dyer is consistently named one of Houston's top dentists. The office is conveniently located on Spring Cypress Road off Highway 290 in the Cypress area. I'm more than pleased with my experience and proud to personally refer you to Dr. Charles Dyer. Online, Google Dr. Charles Dyer in Cypress or call 281-304-9911. That's 281-304-9911. And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got some at my place I've had over 20 years. They're still doing the job. And last season, I installed their new one, the next generation VersaBlind. And just as this name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed, spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, their new cottonseed feeder, and other accessories at blind.com. Remember, since 1980, it is the Blind, B-L-Y-N-D, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And you can see the entire lineup at these fine dealers, Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, D&D Hardware in LaGrange, Ebar Feeds two locations, Gonzales and Hallettsville, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury. Then you've got West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo and Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Buna and the other in Koontz.
One of your favorite towns.
Absolutely.
All right, check in the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday's rated as fair while this Sunday plunges to poor. Monday's another fair day. Tuesday climbs to good with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a trio of best days. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are good ones. This weekend, look for game to be actively feeding from well before sunrise. Continue to forage until mid to late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin during the early morning hours and continue until early afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with this major feeding period of the day occurring from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until late afternoon. This Saturday, May the 23rd, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. By next Sunday, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high tides, two lows. This Sunday is a three tide day, two low tides, one high. Monday through Wednesday, a trio of days with a double tide schedule. Thursday through next Sunday, a quartet of days with a single tide schedule of one high, one low each day.
All right, staying on the coast, it depends on where you're going to be fishing. You fish in the upper coast, say from the Guadalupe River north over to southwest Louisiana and Lake Calcasieu. Or are you going to be south of Victoria and the Guadalupe River Delta into the hypersaline areas that include Baffin and the lower Laguna Madre? Big things are taking place with the weather, and it's going to continue to increase. If you're north of the river, of the Guadalupe River, biggest thing is going to be watching for runoff. We've been talking about this and predicting it's going to happen as soon as the ground gets saturated enough where water runs off. And then if you're south of it, you really don't have that river runoff influence, and that's important. You're going to have to watch the wind because in the wintertime when we head into fall, there's those first impulses of north blowing cooler weather that everybody gets excited about. Well, we don't have that real cool weather. Mm-hmm. We have a bit less warm, you know, weather. Right. And playing the wind and finding protection from the wind is one of the big things. And that's why I always recommend buy the old-fashioned charts.
Yeah.
Because the chip that's in your phone or, mm-hmm. you know, on your depth recorder and GPS device, mm-hmm. not real easy to see what's going on. But you can lay that piece of paper and out with all the stuff on it, you
right.
know,
yeah.
and really get a feel, whether it's inshore or offshore. Can tell you one thing, there's going to be some good fishing. And remind me, Harold,
okay.
when Ryan comes on, let's tell him that Bill Kenny used to tell us where they released all the red...
Yeah, of course.
No?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll find out.
He's a rookie, you know.
Yeah, okay. We'll see.
We'll break him in, right? Heading to our lakes. It's interesting to watch water data of Texas. It's on the Texas Outdoors Journal website. As water comes up, and did you grow up, are you a fan of Buchanan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's like at 97% of capacity. Mm-hmm. And the information says, well, if the weather continues by July, it mm-hmm. should be full.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be full before mm-hmm. July,
oh,
I
yeah.
do believe.
Indeed.
You know,
it will be.
Follow the rising water is the mantra that we always preach. And if you're looking for some catfish, you're going to have plenty of stained water.
Uh-huh.
Go bait some holes and do that. For crappie, get up into some of the creeks that may not have much flow. You can kind of get out of it and find the standing vertical timber to get in and do some crappie fishing. And then as far as bass go, you know, we're well past the spawn and are just looking at, you know, doing what we do and catching what we catch.
Well, they're out there.
And then there's plenty of those that are out using that forward-facing sonar to get a bit of an advantage. On the hunting side, we've got two regulated seasons that continue through August 31. That's the South Zone javelina season. Other open squirrel seasons, other open counties for squirrel season. And beyond that, we're heading into the unofficial season for axis deer. They're at roar. They're in hard antler and tremendous, tremendous eating animals. And don't forget, both Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young are now accepting entries for javelina. And you've got that year-round javelina season that South Zone was mentioned. Go out and see if you can find yourself a big one.
Okay.
All right. Were you driving something this week?
Yes, I am.
That you want to talk about?
Yes, I do.
Can you talk about it?
I can. And, of course, it'll irritate you because I know we've been trying to unplug. But Subaru has come up with a dedicated off-road plug-in.
Oh, bull.
Yes, they have. The 2026 Subaru Trail Seeker. Okay.
Where have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, I know. Dual electric motors. Okay. Estimated range on the battery about 281 miles. Okay. It's a 5-passenger midsize SUV. It'll tow 3,500 pounds. But the thing is that the base on it is always their amazing symmetrical all-wheel drive, which is standard with this thing. 8.5 inches of ground clearance, 0-60 in 4.4 seconds. That's the electric motors for you. I said 3,500 pounds of towing. This thing is rated at 375 horsepower. But, again, it's incredibly capable, and to answer your skid plate question, the whole bottom is a skid plate because it's the metal casing that encloses the battery. 60-40 split folding rear on it, 18-inch wheels, drive select modes, a downhill assist control, which is also an off-road cruise control. So you set it at a speed, and you just sit back and steer and let it crawl over the rocks and crawl through the mud.
Yes, no, you don't.
Yes, you can. Yes, you
no,
can.
You don't.
Yes, you can. Anyway, got grip control, hill start assist, got all kind of stuff to it, panoramic view mirror. It's a great-looking car, very roomy. This one was a daylight, they call it daybreak blue pearl. But, you know, I mean, some people are adopting that lifestyle, William, and I'm sorry about that.
No, anyway, there's a whole bunch that are not.
Well, of course there are, I know. But, you know, pick your poison, friends. This is the 2026 Subaru Trail Seeker, fully loaded at 41. So there you go.
Folks, my apologies for that. All right.
And the phone lights up. Well, okay.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Ryan Towne, CCA Texas Star Tournament Coordinator. He's on his way.
All across our state, groups of everyday Texans are volunteering to adopt a highway and pick up litter. But what kinds of groups?
Girl Scout Troop 823.
The Soulmates Running Club.
Sigma Delta Nu Fraternity.
The Open Road Warriors.
Jefferson High Glee Club.
The Flock Stars Bird Watchers.
Shh. Literally thousands of groups are pitching in, but we still need yours. Adopt your 2 miles today. Get started at don'tmesswithtexas.org. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag. Yes, in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their new 52,000-square-foot headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max feed wildlife products still hold to those values today and are redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. Sell in bulk, plus they deliver as well. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com. Or just give the folks at Spear Ag a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. Follow them on social media because they're always doing something from crawfish boils to specials like Memorial Day weekend. Right. They've got product, you know, specials that are going on. And if you need something delivered, I don't care if you're out in Alpine or up in the Panhandle. Right. Over in East Texas or out of state, they got a fleet of trucks that will bring it to you.
And when you're in the mood to grill a Wagyu steak, they got that too, right? Ooh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Right? When it talks about redefining the feed store experience,
right,
that's a very appropriate statement.
There you go.
I keep looking around for Bill Kinney.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Uncle Bill.
Did he just get old?
What happened to Uncle Bill?
They kicked him out.
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe our guest does.
I bet so, because he's the new blood. He's the new sheriff in town, named Ryan Towns, CCA Texas Star Tournament Coordinator. Ryan, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
Well, doing
hang
fine.
On, hang on a minute. Let me see.
Just say.
Now we got you.
Yeah.
All right, we can hear you a little bit better.
We're having a little volume issue.
Excited to be on, guys.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you having us and all the support you do for CCA, and especially the STAR tournament as we start the STAR tournament this Saturday, May 23rd.
Yep, it's starting Memorial Day weekend, and I just want to throw this out for all CCA members or those that want more information. You're the STAR Tournament Director of Operations, and then, of course, Peggy McMillan retired, and Lucy DeJesus is the STAR Tournament Assistant, and then you've got two STAR Tournament Directors, one Drew Adams and the other Coleman Todd. Sounds like you may have a little more help than Kenny had at one time.
Well, there's no doubt that Kenny was a heck of a tournament director. He did it for 37 years. Can you believe that? It was his life work and passion, and he built this tournament along with the tournament committee and all the other members, because this tournament is for everyone. It's family fishing fun. I mean, it's all ages.
Yeah, I'm interrupting you.
It is today. Yeah, but Brian. Yes, we do have some new guys coming on, but they're not new to CCA. Drew Adams and Coleman Todd were raising money for CCA Texas on the banquet side from 15 years and 20 years. So they have a lot of experience in the industry, and they're valuable assets coming over to STAR Tournament.
Sure. Listen, we're dealing with some technical issues dealing with weather, unfortunately, this weekend. Let's just jump into the tournament and give us an update. First off, how many years is this for STAR Tournament?
This is the 38th annual CCA Texas STAR Tournament. Starts Memorial Day weekend, Saturday 23rd, and ends September 7th. We kick off this Saturday at 6 a.m.
Well, they may miss the first part of our show then, you know. I mean, and it runs through Labor Day Monday, which is late this year. Is it the 7th?
It is. It's the 7th, yes, sir.
Okay, all right, and that's at 5 o'clock. All right, let's run down some categories, and let's start with the redfish, the tagged redfish. And we hope that you're going to follow suit with Bill Kinney, because Bill used to always give Harold and me a little insight as to where you all have released fish. and we promise we won't tell anybody else. Are you going to be able to provide that to us today?
You know, I think we will be able to. And also, we are doing more release videos on our Facebook and Instagram than ever before. So we're releasing these fish and giving no... there's context clues in the background, recognizable landmarks, but we have two tagged redfish divisions. One is the Texas Four Dealers Red Tag Division, and then we have a new division, which we'll get into. It's called the Tags of Texas. But this Texas Four Dealers Red Tag Division, first of all, STAR offers over $2 million in prizes and scholarships, and it expands the whole Texas coastline over 600 miles, where we release these tagged redfish. We release 120 of them into the water. These are all wild-caught reds. We go out, catch them, we'll tag them, we babysit them, and then we release them before the tournament starts. And we're actually, I'm down in Mansfield right now. We just did the release yesterday, and we have a release tomorrow in Corpus and Baffin. But the first five eligible anglers, you have to have a CCA membership and Texas STAR Tournament entry, are going to win a 23-foot Haney Amigo connected to a 2026 F-150 XLT Super Crew. That's the four-door. And then there's five other red tag slots available, but you're going to have to bring your own truck whenever you come to the award ceremony. We have five extra 23-foot Haney Amigos, and all these prizes that we're talking about we want them caught. They're all paid for. It does us no good. So we put these fish in really easy spots. And like I said, I would go look at those videos on Facebook and Instagram, but we release them at piers, bridges, jetties, dikes, marinas, boat ramps, popular spots in the bay, ship channels, reefs, and parks. So it's equal opportunity for all, and most of these tagged redfish are released from the shore anyways.
Sure. Well, you know what's funny, and we've had this happen in recent years, is all of a sudden, about the time Star Tournament shows up, you all have released the fish, and here comes an influx of water, and then it's going to recede, and then the fish are opportunistic, and they grab a current, a tide, and then the hunt's on, you know, trying to figure out where they went. Let's go to some of the inshore divisions, and particularly for the kids, because we've got scholarships on what Harold has called for years. What do you call them, Harold?
The Little Nippers.
Little Nippers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kids fish Star Tournament for free, but they have to have a CCA membership, and it's $10. And guys, I really think you'll appreciate this one. And it's a nod to Kenny as well. After 37 years, he retired, like we talked about from the Star Tournament. But we wanted to do an offering for the kids. So we are doing a $50,000 Bill Kenny Conservation Scholarship Award. And this goes back to how Star Scholarships were first implemented, where it was $50,000 as the first prize, and then there's no runner-up scholarship money. But back in 2018, the tournament committee got together and said, hey, we need to get these kids, all the kids, on the final leaderboard scholarship. So that's what we did. We broke it up. We broke the $50,000 up, because every year we're giving away $375,000 in college scholarships now. But we broke it up to first place those kids from 6 to 10 for Gaff Top and Sheepshead. It's $30,000, $20,000, $15,000, $7,500, and $2,500. And this is both for the kids, 6 to 10, and then 11 to 17. And it's only $10 for those kids to fish Star. And then at the end of the tournament, where any of those kids that did not end up on our final leaderboard will get in for the giveaway for that Bill Kenny Conservation Scholarship for $50,000. And we actually awarded that last November, the first one. And the mama, she was out there shopping, and there's an 11-year-old daughter from San Antonio area. And she's out shopping, and she could not believe what we were telling her. She's in disbelief, and they're like, this is real, this is real. Because, it's life-altering money that changes the life path of these kids. But sure, she was out in the parking lot crying and into the store, and she had to call us back. We sent her an email from our at CCATexas.org email. She's like, it's real, I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. So if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our annual preview of the CCA Texas Star Tournament with Ryan Towns right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Haney Boats, and Mercury Marine. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The finest and most complete gunsmithing services in the country are available at Briley Manufacturing in Houston, Texas. Briley can provide all your gunsmithing needs. Their gunsmiths are highly trained to work on your shotguns, handguns, and rifles. Shotgun services include forcing cone lengthening, pad installation, barrel porting, and custom stock fitting. Rifle services include muzzle brakes, custom triggers, optic mounting, and full cleaning. A complete line of handgun services are available, from custom 1911 work to refinishing options for all firearms. Since Briley is the world's leader in manufacturing shotgun chokes and tube sets, and builders of custom firearms from scratch like their amazing Raptor 22, if that part needed to fix a family heirloom is not available, they can make it. The vast Briley showroom is always fun to visit, and it's filled with new, used, and rare firearms, plus clothing, accessories, supplies, and more.
the best for over 50 years. Visit Briley.com for information and direction. That's Briley, Briley.com.
We continue our conversation with Ryan Towns, the brand new sheriff in town for the CCA Texas Star Tournament. He's the tournament coordinator. Ryan, just so that you know, because mentioned that we're dealing with some weather issues as we're on the air, we've got about 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes before we run out of time. Mm-hmm. So let's move quickly through some of the other categories. You were trying to, Harold, think of a name of a fish.
All offshore, those fish.
Offshore fish species. Those,
yeah, the species, right, yeah.
Right, right.
Weight, win with weight.
Help Harold out.
I sure will. So we have our Hot Power Offshore Division. We are the largest angler who brings in a kingfish, a dorado, a ling, or a red snapper, and all of them have weight minimum. So the kingfish is 30 pounds, dorado is 20, ling is 50 pounds, and that red snapper is 20 pound minimum. All of you guys are going to, and gals are going to win a Ranger Polaris Crew 570 EFI from Hot Power Polaris, and it's in pursuit camo with a Big Tex trailer, and you guys get a special edition Crystal Star trophy as well to put up there on your shelf at home.
Outstanding. All right, other adult divisions, even if we have to go inshore, what do we have there? Well, you mentioned what we're dealing with the kids. What about the adults?
Yes, sir. So the adults, we'll talk about the other tags of Texas division real quick. And this is similar to what we had last year with the blue tags, but we expanded the colors. So there's 7 different color tags out there that correspond with some of our partners, like Academy, Progressive, Mustang Cat, Mercury, AFCO, Off Power Polaris, Lone Star, Transport. But the first 3 anglers that bring in one of these tags of Texas is going to win a 23-foot SVT Transport race center console with 150 horsepower Mercury motor and Coastline trailer package. And there's 3 of those. And depending on what color tag you catch, if it's a blue one, you win the Academy swag package, which is some of the branded apparel. If you win them, if you catch the Mercury tag, you have to you'll get a Mercury prop. But all of our tag redfish divisions are catch the fish, you have to clip the tag and release the fish, or else you'll be ineligible if you do not release that fish. And you have to turn the tag in within 24 hours to closest weigh station. And we have 18 of them up and down the coast. So there's one next to you wherever you're fishing. And we have 1 more division, which is the inshore division. I'll go into that real quick, which is the largest sheep's head, gaff top, and black drum. Those anglers are going to win a 19-foot shoal water 115 Mercury motor and McLean trailer package. And that black drum division has been, we have our special slot for it. It's a star slot from 24 inches and no greater than 28 inches. So if you have a black drum in between under 28 inches and greater than 24 inches, bring it to a weigh station and get you in there for your eligibility to win that shoal water.
While we're talking about eligibility, there's one thing that we did not mention that is part of that eligibility requirement. You have to have a valid Texas license and saltwater endorsement, correct?
Yes, sir. So there's 3 requirements to fish the Star Tournament to be eligible for over your a share of $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Number 1, you need your current CCA membership. That is $40, and then we offer those members the opportunity to fish Star Tournament for $30. So there'll be a total for $70 to fish the tournament, but also that 3rd requirement is a valid Texas saltwater fishing license.
Outstanding. In years gone by, as the tournament matured, there were different locations up and down the Texas coast where you could, take a fish or take the tag, the clip tag in for validation. Is that still the case?
It is. We have 18 of them up and down the coast. So wherever you're fishing at, you can pick up one of our brochures at our weigh station. I'd also suggest everyone that's listening will go to startournament.org. That's startournament.org. Or if you have any other questions, give us a call at 713-626-4222. And we're happy to field any of those questions and ask to talk to the Star team and you might get a hold of me as well. But I'm in the field this week. Like I said, we actually got pushed off the water yesterday. We were supposed to release some of the tagged redfish early yesterday morning, got pushed off, and we had to extend the release till noon. So all the Mansfield and Lower Laguna fish are in the water, and our next stop is Corpus.
Harold.
Yes.
This guy's really good.
Yep.
I mean, he's on top of his game.
Can he tell me where I sign up?
Sign up. He just said startournament.org is a good place to go.
Oh, I can't go to a store?
Are there...
You can. Harold, we got those way stations up and down the coast, but you got to find them on our website at startournament.org. But yes, if you go look at their way stations, we have the counter card out there with... actually, it's Mac Elliott as our... brochure is on our brochure this year, and we have QR codes on there and make it super simple for everyone, so you can just sign up there or at startournament.org or give us a call, and we're more than happy to help out,
except for those that are older and don't know what the heck a QR code is or how you do it. Hi, did we cover all the species that that are available? Have we covered all that? And we've covered the kids, and oh, there's one thing. Just if you enter, whether or not you catch a fish, do you still have drawings after the tournament for members?
We do. So we have, every year Star gives away, we have 18 boats. This year it's 6 trucks, 5 UTVs, but what we did this year for those who signed up for our early bird, but that was before May 8th, you are entered for the 23-foot Dargal Cuda. It's a V-hole. And we put a 250 horsepower Mercury motor and Coastline trailer on it. But for anyone who does not end up on our final leaderboard at the end of the summer, we have another giveaway boat for you from Dargal. It's the 210 Attack Flat with the 150 Mercury motor and McLean trailer. But, and again, there's one more thing for those who don't end up on the final leaderboard, and this is something kind of big and what we have not done before. We got with our partners at Ford, and we are giving away an F-250 diesel 4x4 and a blackout appearance package. So one of our lucky anglers who is registered for STAR, a current CCA member, is eligible for that as long as they don't end up on the final leaderboard.
You did say a Ford F-250 diesel, not electric, right?
This is diesel. Diesel, yes, sir.
Very good. Hey, listen, we're out of time. Man, I tell you what a great job. Just very thorough. Have we missed anything before we let you go and time expires?
The last thing I'll say is, we really appreciate all the patronage that we get from our partners and support, and we couldn't do it without them. With Ford, Academy, Progressive are our title sponsors, but it's not without the remaining sponsors as well that
absolutely
do this tournament. And then thank you to all of our members as well, and you guys too.
Sure.
Bill and Harold.
And really, folks, if you want a complete update every week, tune in to Texas Outdoor News. We're not going to do just a partial or something that's new. We're going to give you the rundown so you know what you're up against on one of these prizes. Ryan Towns, congratulations on your new position, your new team, and look forward to great things not only this year but on in the future. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Be safe.
Thank you, Ryan. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar. Harold, what's coming up?
Now, let us remember Monday's Memorial Day, so do remember those that passed on while serving in the United States Armed Forces. May 30, Houston Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Houston, held at Houston Distributing Center. Going to find out about what's going on with elk in Texas there, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, information on that, go to rmef.org, and then take a drive over there in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 49 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. And the list of our shows are there. A list of our wonderful affiliate stations are there. And, of course, remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers.
Want to thank our guest, Ryan Towns. tell you what, impressive young man.
Indeed.
Impressive team.
A lot of great information, too. Yeah, the CCA Star Tournament. Friends, you got to sign up. And join us again next week. Be safe out there, okay?